I'm Mike Graves, and we are so, so proud to have Kim Ritchie right here live in the studios during Rockin' Roots. Hello again, Kim.
Hello.
Welcome back to Lexington. We were trying to figure out when the last time you made it to town, and did we ever come up with it?
We never did.
No, we never figured it out.
No, I've got my glasses
on. So long ago that we can't remember.
No. Or well, we just can't remember. It wasn't that long ago.
There you go. And who are these fine young men that you've got to your left and your right here that are going to be on stage with you tonight?
Well, we have Nielsen Hubbard over here playing bass and singing, and he produced a new record, Wreck Your Wheels.
Hello, Neil.
Hey, hello.
Played all over it. And this is Dean Tidy playing electric guitar over here. And tonight's Dean's first show with us, so this is Dean's premiere.
Yeah.
Right here, right now.
You ready for that, Dean? Well, I understand you're tuned up and ready to go. We've been watching you fine-tune all your instruments there. What do you think you should start out with?
We'll start out with Wreck Your Wheels. How about that?
Kim Ritchie live on Rockin' Roots, ladies and gentlemen, on WUKY. Live music from Kim Ritchie on Rockin' Roots from 91.3 WKY. It sounds fantastic, Kim.
Thanks. Thanks, Mike.
How long have you been touring with these guys? Is this your first time on stage? Yeah, let me pot you up over there.
I played with Kim a couple of times before, but not with
the voice
time.
Of Dean Tidy.
So yeah, this is the first show I've done on this leg of the tour with them.
And Nielsen, you produced at least one. How many records have you produced for Kim?
I produced the last record, but I was in the band on the record before that. So we've been touring for 5 years, probably.
You seem to really you love your tour buddies. Don't
yeah,
you,
I'm pretty lucky. I'm pretty lucky. These guys are great. Yeah, and they're friends too. So it's really, I guess you if you're not friends and you're spending that much time together, that could be harsh.
What a way to go.
Yeah, really.
I mean, sounds like a punishment.
Yeah. Well,
and not only do you travel around with them, but you take them into the studio as well. The most recent album, Wreck Your Wheels, you recorded in Nashville with your touring band.
Oh yeah,
makes it easy.
Yeah, it's great because then you know, and we've all played together for a long time, and Nielsen does a lot of recording with the guys that were on the record as well, and we're getting ready to go back in and do some more recording for the next record in July, so that's coming up pretty quick.
It was spur of the moment recording; it just kind of happened. I'm guessing you probably always have a pocket full of songs ready to go. Am I right, Kim? Mm-hmm. You're so prolific.
I have a lot of songs, yeah.
And it was a spur of the moment. Did you plan this, or did it just happen?
We've been
Nielsen?
Talking about it for a while, but then it was like, I think something fell through, and we were in January, and we're like, hey, there's the studios open next week. I'm like, okay. And that was about it.
Let's go make a record. Okay. So that's how we did.
There's this story about you used, let's see, the room was so small that you
how
actually
small
had
was it?
You had how small was it, yeah. Nielsen? How small was the room, and why did you have to do what you did?
Well, the room was really small, and we needed some isolation because we were all crammed in there.
This is crazy.
Kirk, I think the drummer that was playing with us at the time, we needed the guitar amp a place for it so it wasn't bleeding all over everything. So we're talking about it. I'm like, what are we gonna do? And he was like, man, you should just drive the car up next to the studio. And I was like, oh, that's really funny. And then like about 4 minutes later, he's like, no, I'm serious, man. And it actually worked, and it actually sounded like accidentally great because of the, I mean, get into geek talk, but like the glass reflection, and then that absorbed all the low end from the on the seat. So it was like, it actually sounds amazing.
I love it. That is so punk. You know what I mean? Just put it in the car, yeah. Man.
We're hoping
it's
to get
gonna
a,
be fine.
We're hoping to get a Honda endorsement out of that.
There you go.
The whole thing. Yeah.
You could be onto something here.
Yeah.
You know, a different musician in each car.
Yeah. Absolutely. Huh?
I don't really see you as a Honda, though. I see you more of as a Jaguar. Yeah, my, you know.
I'd like a Jaguar.
Yeah.
Thanks.
A little bit sportier.
I have my
classic
I have
Jag.
A little truck. That's what I like.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this record. You've been recording for, what, 15 years now?
I think so,
it's been about
yeah.
15 years. How does this record stand apart from the other ones? Is it because of the lyrics, the songwriting? I mean, you have such an ability to write a catchy song, hooks galore. But what about the lyrics? Is there a difference here?
Well, I don't know so much. I mean, I look at each record is kind of, for me, a like a photo album or whatever of what's going on at the time in my life and or those people around me and everything and the musicians that I'm playing with at the time. And so, and this record was really fun to make because it was, you know, all the guys that I played with a lot on the road. And then it was just, with Nielsen, it was really easy and fun recording. And we did it all live, playing together in one room. So it was, a lot of times when you record, you know, people are in different rooms, so the producer or engineer can control all the sounds, you know. So it's not, this one has a really great live feel to it, to me, I think.
I think the fact that it doesn't sound like that is testament to the fact that it's just a room full of professionals.
And having a good time playing with each other. Yeah.
This is a very easy sounding record. You sound a little bit happier this time around.
Right?
You know, I mean, you know what? We got to tell the truth here. You were a little bit, there was some sadness and some confrontational sounds in some of your other songs, but this is a lot easier going.
Good. I'm glad to hear it. I guess sad songs are just easier to write. I mean, because that's your consolation
say.
When you're feeling bad, is you kind of go
it's
off by yourself.
Write too,
and,
is when, it's much easier then.
What are you going to throw at us this time? We've got time for one more.
All right.
Which record is this from?
This is from Wreck Your Wheels as well. Sorry, Glimmer, Bittersweet People. But it's a song about a walk that I took in London really late one night with a friend of mine. And we used to go walking all over, sometimes till the sun came up. And we were out walking. We left about 11 or 12 o'clock at night. And it started to snow in the middle of the walk. And this is about taking that walk. On a midnight survey of the town, no place special, just around the snow fell down like feathers from the sky. Oh, and all the good people were in their beds with the reading lamps on overhead and the curtains drawn against the night. All quiet now, softly now, careful how you go. And house to house, to garden gate, people waiting on buses that left too late. Too late now, they're wishing they were home. It gets slippery here, so watch your step. We don't want to break the spell just yet. The ice is thin, but maybe it will hold. All quiet now, softly now. Just around the snow fell down like feathers from the sky. Oh, and all the good people were in their beds with the reading lamps on overhead and the curtains drawn against the night.
Us a favor, make us a promise. Will you come back sometime?
Yeah, thanks. All right.
Thanks, guys. Thank you, Kim.